I'm Elaine Deal for Around Cincinnati. They're now a Cincinnati mainstay. The Cincinnati Women's Choir, Muse, was founded in 1984 by some students at CCM, some 20 women sharing the vision of celebrating differences, bringing together women of many colors, ages, culture, and lifestyles to positively impact the world through music. The motto is, "We will create a more peaceful and just world through song." My guests this evening, one of the founders of Muse, Diana Porter, is here, and the interim director of Muse, Danielle Steele. Welcome. Thank you for stopping by WVXU this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Nice to be here.
Now, I'm curious, the reasons for beginning the choir, the vision, those words could have been written today. Choral music has become so wildly popular with the World Choir Games, and social issues are so prevalent. Did you foresee these turbulent times, or has there always been so much trouble in the world?
I wish I could take credit for that. In the 70s, there was a women's music resurgence, the coming of women's recording companies, women touring all over the United States, women engineering, women producing their own concerts, and out of this came some fantastic new music. Choral music has always been there for women, women's voices coming together in the beauty and resonance of what we can give is a tradition, but putting that together with the women's movement, all of a sudden some powerful things happened, and Dr. Catherine Roma started a women's choir in Philadelphia and started singing much of the music from the women's movement. She moved to Cincinnati to go to CCM and get her PhD in choral conducting, and so started a choir here, and that's Muse. So she brought that vision and that background of bringing the women's movement to the issues of the day.
Diana Porter, talking about the founding of Muse in 1984, and what was your involvement with Dr. Roma?
I just happened to have a roommate in college whose brother lived next door to her in Philly, so...
Location.
Right, I got introduced at a far. She came and sat down on my piano bench, and we became friends.
It is a long-standing, very, very well-known and very well-respected organization in Cincinnati, and we were speaking earlier about how many more choirs have formed over the years, and you predated the Lilith Fair. And now you are rehearsing at the Sanctuary in Lower Price Hill. Danielle Steele, are you a native Cincinnatian?
No, I'm not, but I'm an alumna of CCM.
And how did you get connected with the Sanctuary?
So when I was a student at CCM about 10 years ago, I started going to St. John's Unitarian Universalist Church, where Dr. Kathy Roma was the director. And all I knew is that they had a phenomenal music program, and I greatly enjoyed their programming. I didn't know who I was watching. I admired Dr. Roma, but I was really focused on my vocal studies at CCM. Then when I graduated from CCM, I began the freelance life of any musician. Mm-hmm. And I have landed in a job at Earlham College, where I conduct their women's chorus. And I looked to Muse for all of their inspirational programming. And now I have the opportunity, I work with Kathy Roma in some of her volunteer opportunities, and I get to study at her feet. So that's how I got connected with Muse, and it's really wonderful to be here.
And the Sanctuary, I had the chance to tour that facility not too long ago. For those who might not know, it's in Lower Price Hill, which is an area of town that's undergoing an amazing renovation and rebuild and rehab. And as a former church, it's a gorgeous facility, the renovation funded through public and private monies. You rehearse there, you have your offices there, and next up, you've got some shows there coming up on March 4th and 5th, 7 o'clock on March the 4th and a matinee on the 5th with special guests, the Earlham College Women's Choir. It's the Unite International Women's Day concert. Danielle Steele, what do you got in store for those shows?
Oh, my goodness. Well, some of the repertoire that we have is a collection of lullabies. For example, one thing about music, it permeates our existence from the time that we're born, right? We sing lullabies to our children. We sing anthems. We sing nursery rhymes. And so we begin with a collection of lullabies that start rather innocently and then begin to highlight the underlying social issues that women from these cultures would have encountered. And so, although it's a lullaby, you can hear the themes of oppression that would have existed in these women's lives. And we go from there.
How do you select which causes to address? There are so many.
We have sort of a democratic form as a choir. We have a social justice committee and a musical excellence committee. And both these committees are dedicated to finding new repertoire. So from social justice's perspective, we go out and go to meetings, and we often support causes in the city, such as we sing at the Off the Streets graduation for Cincinnati Union Bethel. And so we meet people there and can listen to what they think songs of the times mm-hmm. are, often get suggestions and new ideas. The Musical Excellence Committee looks at repertoire, published repertoire, songs from that are popular today, and tries to imagine them as choral pieces, and then finds arrangers and tries to bring in new repertoire all the time. So together, we put together programs and themes.
Now, this concert will conclude with a song called I Can't Keep Quiet by an artist named Milk, who was new to me. She performed at the Women's March in D.C., however. On the record, it begins with Milk singing solo, and then the choir comes in at the end. And you're going to also invite the audience to sing along with this
yes.
as well. Do you have a soloist doing the first part, or is that the choir, Danielle?
That's going to be the choir. So Milk is a Los Angeles-based vocalist and songwriter, and she says that she finds comfort in discomfort, so it's not surprising to us that she chose this piece of music and used it at the Women's March in D.C., and we're very excited to be able to introduce it to an audience who may not have heard it. And, of course, my women's chorus at Earlham knew about it before I did.
And the Earlham choir is going to be appearing with Muse at this concert,
yes.
correct?
For us, it's a wonderful collaboration because Muse is really an outstanding organization, and they fostered the collaboration with us, and they have been very welcoming to Earlham to bring us into their community. And their repertoire is such high-quality repertoire that we have been able to perform it on our concerts at Earlham, as well as have the same types of meaningful conversations that Diana mentioned.
So how many singers on stage when this is all going on?
I think
probably, 70 or 80 singers?
Between 40 and 50 musers and...
Then we'll be bringing 20 or 25 women from Earlham.
What's more important, Diana, the music or the message?
Oh, I don't think we want to make that decision. I think we believe that the message can be heard much better when it's performed beautifully, when it's performed in a variety of ways, variety of tempi and, you know, enthusiasm and
variety
soft and loud and languages, right? When we look to the whole world for inspiration through history, where women especially have had new insights or stood up, it's such a rich culture. We haven't begun to scratch the surface. We, through our 30 years or 33-year history, have sung songs from the Hebrides Islands where women felt wool, and they make music by slapping the wool on the table. They sing and keep rhythm that way. We've sung songs from the Balkans that women sang as they went to get water miles away and had to walk back and forth together. So we understand there's this culture of women's lives that has through history produced wonderful music, and we're trying to learn more of it.
That's Diana Porter, one of the founding members of Muse, the Cincinnati Women's Choir, and Danielle Steele, the interim director of Muse, has been our guest as well for Around Cincinnati. The concerts are March 4th and 5th at the Sanctuary in Lower Price Hill, concerts celebrating International Women's Day. Danielle and Diana, thank you so much for visiting this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can get more information on the concerts, on the choirs, how to join, and what's the next step to a link on our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.